Let's sing another Hebrew song as we start our class today.
Da još jednu jevrijsku pesmu naučimo.
We all know Shalom.
Svi znamo Shalom.
Do you know this song? Shalom Haverim?
No. Oh,
okay. Haverim.
Haverim.
For those who haven't had Hebrew, we'll put it this way. Shalom.
Za one koji nisu imali jevrijske, evo, da napišemo.
Shalom is peace, and Haverim is brothers and sisters, friends.
Braće i sestre, prijatelji, Haverim.
Those who are closely linked.
Koji su čvrsto povezani, dakle iz...
And lehitraot is till we meet again.
Dok se ne sretnemo ponovo, lehitraot.
And you can sing this song at the beginning or at the end when you're ready to leave.
Možete pevati na početku ili kad se rastajete, svejedno je.
But I'm choosing to sing it here at the beginning.
Ali ja volim da pevam na početku.
It goes like this. Shalom Haverim, Shalom Haverim. Mm. Shalom, Shalom. La Yitra'ot, La Yitra'ot. Shalom, Shalom.
Shalom Haverim, Shalom Haverim, Shalom, Shalom, Shahitra'ot, Lehitra'ot, Shalom, Shalom.
We'll also sing this at the very end of the class on Friday, but this is our practice for
ovo ćemo pevati na posljednjem času u petak, ali ovo je sad vežba.
Today is October 22.
Danas je 22. oktobar.
Does that have any significance for sanctuary class?
Da li ovo ima za svetinju veze?
Great time to be studying the sanctuary at the time of the October 22.
Predivno vreme za proučavanje svetinje na oktobar 22.
Now, Day of Atonement does not happen on October 22 this year.
Dakle, dan pomirenja nije ove godine oktobar 22.
But it did in 1844.
Nego je 1844. bio.
And so this date has special significance for us as Adventists.
I taj datum ima jedan poseban značaj za nas kao adventiste.
So thank you for inviting me during these high holy days that we can study the sanctuary. Yes.
Hvala vam što ste nas pozvali za ovaj najsvetiji dan u godini.
Who will lead us to the throne of grace as we come before God this Day of Atonement?
Ko će nas pozvati prestolu blagodati danas dok dolazimo na ovaj dan pomirenja?
Okay, before you pray.
Pre nego što se pomolimo.
Does everyone here have the same version of the Bible pretty much as the same?
Svi imaju iste verzije Biblije ovdje, al?
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
So and so.
I think it would be helpful for us to maybe open to Psalm 51.
Okrenemo Psalm 51.
Which is a great psalm of repentance.
To je veliki psalam pokajanja.
And by the way, what book of the Bible is read during the Day of Atonement in the Jewish tradition?
U jevrijskoj tradiciji koja knjiga se čitala za dan pomirenja? Song of Songs, they say.
No, Song of Songs is Passover.
Jonah?
Jonah, it's the book of Jonah.
Jonah,
right.
Da.
So this is wonderful, we're studying Jonah this time
tako
of year.
Tako da i u ovo vreme godine proučava se Jonah i to je lepo.
Because in Jonah, one of the key themes is repentance.
Jer ključna tema u Joni je pokajanje.
And this is one of the key themes of the Day of Atonement.
A to je ključni izraz za dan pomirenja.
Jonah 1, the sailors repent.
Jona je zadobio oni mornara pokajanje.
Jonah 2, Jonah repents.
Dakle, Jona drugi deo, Jona se kaje. Jona prvi deo, mornari se kaje, Jona drugi deo, Jona se kaje.
Jonah 3, Jonah Ninevites repent.
3, Ninevljani se kaju.
Jonah 4,
Jonah 4,
the book ends with a question, will you repent? An implied question.
Jonah 4 podrazumeva pitanje, da li ćeš se ti pokajati?
So this is a major theme of the book.
To je glavna tema knjige.
But also during this day, they read the various penitential psalms, the psalms of repentance from the book of Psalms.
Ali u ovo doba godine čitaju se i pokajnički psalmi iz psaltira.
And so, could I have you, Alexander, maybe let's do some congregational reading together. I'll stay out of this and I'll read in English, but the rest of you read in Serbian.
Hajde da imamo jedno zborno čitanje.
And let's just read together the first, maybe the first seven verses of
Sedam prvih stihova da čitamo svi zajedno.
These will be our prayers of repentance before
to
God.
To će biti
today,
naša molitva pokajanja pred Bogom.
So go ahead and just start reading. We'll read together congregationally and I'll read
zborno, čitamo svi zajedno, on će pratiti na engleskom.
In fact, no, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
The way the Hebrews read is not together everyone reading at the same rate.
Jevreji ne čitaju svi zajedno isti.
You go to a synagogue, if you've been to a synagogue,
ako ste bili u sinagogi,
it sounds like everyone is reading something different.
Kao da svako čita nešto drugo.
Because they are reading at the pace, at the rate, at the speed of their heart.
Jer čitaju po brzini srca, kako srce.
Not the speed of the leader.
Ne kako vođa čita.
And so I invite us to all pray this aloud.
Pozivam vas da se molimo glasno.
But not at the exact same rate like we do in our congregational responsive readings in church.
Ali ne po brzini kako vođa vodi, dakle obično kako u zboru čitamo.
So we'll all read at different speeds and if you have different translation like my English translation.
Ako imate i drugi prevod i drugom brzinom, slobodno čitajte.
We'll all blend together in one
svi ćemo se tako zajedno složiti.
Individualized but corporate prayer.
U jednu stvari korporativnu molitvu.
We'll end with verse 7.
Završit ćemo sa 7. stihom.
Here we go.
Krećemo.
Have mercy upon
smiluj se
me,
name,
God,
Bože, po milosti svojoj i po velikoj dobroti svojoj očisti bezakonje moje.
Blot out my transgressions.
Mojega i od greha mojega očisti. Jer ja znam prestupe svoje grehe moj jednako predam. Samo me tebi zgrešiš i na tvoje oči zlo učinih. A ti si pravedan u rečima svojim i čistu sudu svojim. Gle, u bezakonju rodih se i u grehu zatrudnje mati moja. Gle, istinu ljubiš u srcu i iznutra javljaš mi mudrost.
Pokropi
me isopom i očistit ću se u mime i bit ću belji od
snega. Purge me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Okay. The English translation must be longer than the Serbian translation.
Mora da je duži.
Okay. And let's read one more prayer. And this
još
is from Daniel 9.
Danilo 9.
Because as you hear these prayers of repentance in the synagogue on Day of Atonement,
dok slušate ove molitve na dan pomirenja,
most of them are not individual prayers. I have sinned, I have sinned, I have sinned.
Većina od njih nisu individualne molitve, ja sagreših.
But they are corporate prayers. Lord, we have sinned.
Nego su korporativne molitve, mi sagrešili.
When someone is hurting, the whole body is hurting.
Kad je neko povređen, celo telo je povređen.
When someone falls, the whole body feels that anguish.
Kad neko padne, onda celo telo osjeća taj.
And so let's just read a few verses of Daniel's prayer as he's praying to God here.
Nekoliko stihova molitve Danilove.
And let's read starting with verse 4, yes.
Dakle, od četvrtoga stiha.
It says, and Daniel says, and I prayed to the Lord and made confession and said.
I pomoli se Gospod Bogu svemu ispovedajući se rekoh.
And let's read right on down to verse 9.
Da čitamo od četvrtog do devetog stiha.
Here we go. Dakle, o Lord,
o Gospode,
great and awesome
Bože,
God,
veliki i strašni,
who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him, with those who keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wicked and rebelled, even by reparting from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to what shame of face it is this day to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel, those near and afar off in all countries which you have driven them because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, we have sinned against you. To the Lord God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. And the rest of the prayer goes on to pray for mercy and forgiveness and for God to bring them back to their land.
A ostatak je molitva za milost, za oproštaj, da ih vrati u zemlju.
And I'd like us to read one more verse here that where he, Daniel actually mentions the sanctuary.
Želio bih da pročitamo još jedan stih da Daniel u stvari spominje svetinju.
Let's read verses 17 to 19.
17. i 18. stih.
Together again.
Zajedno.
Now therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications. For the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your ears and see our desolations in the city which is called by your name.
We
do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, because of your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people, but are called by your name. Okay, now if we were in a Jewish synagogue, this would happen all day long.
Ako bismo bili u jevrejskoj sinagogi, ovo ceo dan traje.
We wouldn't have breakfast, we wouldn't have lunch, we wouldn't have supper.
Ne bismo imali doručak, ručak i večeru.
We wouldn't even drink water.
Ni vode ne bismo pili.
We would not drive a car.
Ne bismo vozili auto.
We would just pray all day long.
Samo bismo se ceo dan molili Bogu.
And I think maybe our church could stand sometimes when we would just all day fast and pray like this.
Ponekad bi naša crkva mogla tako da.
And I would like to just now maybe have end with a prayer here to invite God's presence into our class as we continue with our sanctuary.
Da završimo ovu molitvenu sesiju sa molitvom Filip Tisija. Da ustanemo da se pomole.
Dragi Gospode, hvala na Tvojoj ljubavi, na Tvojoj milosti, na Tvojoj ruci koja nas vodi kroz naše živote. Bože, molimo Te da Tvoja ruka upravlja našim životima, da Ti budeš sa nama, da nam Ti pokažeš pravi put, da nam pokažeš gde treba da idemo i što treba da radimo. Bože, molimo Te da i sada na ovom času Ti budeš sa nama, da Tvoj Duh Sveti otvori naš um i naše srce, da možemo razumeti i da možemo prihvatiti ovu istinu. Da možemo gledati u Tebe kao našeg zastupnika i Tebe kao našeg posrednika. Bože, molim Te, čuvaj nas i razumi nas, a neka Tvoja volja bude u našem životu.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Did you want to say a couple minutes about our experience at the church or not?
You can say it. I'll translate.
But I didn't understand, so you tell them what you heard. Why don't you just give them a couple minute report?
I translated you.
Yeah,
no, it's better for you to.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yesterday afternoon was a beautiful day, and Alexander.
Popodne je bio predivan dan.
My brother Sanchoč took me to the city to see some of the beauties in Belgrade.
Išli smo u grad da vidimo ove predivne lepote grada.
And we ended our tour in the Orthodox church, the main Orthodox church.
Završili smo naš obilazak u glavnoj pravoslavnoj crkvi, sabornoj crkvi.
Just as we walked in,
taman što smo ušli u sabornu crkvu, a ono završava se propoved.
The first words we heard.
I prve reči koje smo čuli.
Beware of the heretics, the sectarians of the city.
Čuvajte se sektaša, jeretika u ovom gradu.
They are speaking terrible things against Our Lady Mary.
Strašne stvari govore protiv naše Marije.
You must not read anything that they write.
Ništa ne smete da čitate ono što oni pišu.
You must not listen to them preaching.
Ne smete da ih slušate kako govore.
And what else did they say?
I forgot. Something
that This was the idea, right?
Yes, that's the point.
Yes. Who were they speaking against?
Protiv koga je on to govorio?
Who is the number one sectarian group here in this city?
Ko je broj jedan sektaš u ovom gradu?
SDA. Okay. So that was a bit of a shock to hear our church attacked in public there.
Da čujete javno
the main, the main Orthodox synagogue.
U glavnom hramu pravoslavnom.
But we don't need to be afraid, right?
Pa mi ne treba da se bojimo, zar ne?
Because God is on our side and truth is on our side.
Bog je na našoj strani, istina na našoj strani.
But now is not the time to compromise with our belief in Scripture.
Ali nije vreme da pravimo kompromis sa našom verom u Bibliju.
Or with the special truths that God has given us to give to this world.
Ili sa posebnim istinama koje treba svetu da predamo.
I was writing with Maria here from the worship at the union office.
Dakle, pričao sam s Marijom koja je bila na Utah.
You all know Maria?
Svi znate Mariju.
Most people knows Maria. She just graduated from here.
Sad je diplomirala u UNO.
Just started her church down in the south. Okay. But they don't know, do they know about your experience you just had?
A da li znaju iskustvo?
Yeah. I mean, this is...
Neki znaju njeno iskustvo. U crkvi u kojoj radi, naravno.
This is something that we need to pray for Maria about.
Treba da se molimo za Mariju, vidite.
She goes to her Orthodox pastor there in the city to
introduce herself. Otišla je do sveštenika u gradu, pravoslavnog.
And he says, if you pass out literature or use books here in the city,
ako budeš
I will cut off your fingers, I will cut off your head.
Ako literaturu budeš delao, odseću ti prste i glavu. Yeah.
Okay, so...
That's a nice setting for preaching the gospel.
That's right.
Kažem, ovo je fin kontekst za propovedanje evanđelja.
This is the setting in which the gospel spreads the fastest.
Ovo je u stvari kontekst u kom se evanđelje najbrže širi u suštini.
Okay, so we're glad to have you with us today. So,
hvala ti što si
glad your fingers are still there. So.
Hvala ti što su, okay. Drago mi što su prsti još tu.
All right, let's look at the book of Hebrews for a few more minutes here before
Nekoliko
we move on to another
topic. Nekoliko minuta u Jevrejima poslanicu.
Yesterday we discussed how the book of Hebrews and the book of Leviticus are not in contradiction with one another.
Juče smo pokazali kako treće Mojsijeve vreme nisu u protivrečnosti.
And I want to give you five or six evidences from the book of Hebrews that Hebrews is not changing the typology of Leviticus.
Želim da vam dam 5-6 argumenta iz Jevrejima poslanice da Jevrejima ne menja tipologiju treće Mojsije.
Five Greek words from the book of Hebrews.
Pet grčkih izraza.
We saw a couple of these yesterday.
Neke od njih smo juče upoznali.
Ananke,
dakle.
Which means?
Što znači?
Yes.
It's necessary. Necessity.
All right, and this is found in 8, 3 to 5, that I'm giving the whole context here.
U 8, 3 do 5.
And 9, 23.
I 9, 23.
So the author is arguing just as it happened in the Old Testament type.
Kao što se to događalo u starozavetnom tipu.
Sacrifices.
Žrtve.
Cleansing of the sanctuary.
Čišćenje svetinje.
So, of necessity, this has got to happen in the antitype.
Tako je, tako valja, neophodno je da ovo bude i u antitip.
Does that sound like he's trying to change the typology?
Da li ovo zvuči kao promena tipologije?
No, he is remaining consistent with the typology of
the... Ne, on je konzistentan sa onom tipologijom.
And furthermore, is he arguing only from the antitype back to the type, just retrospectively?
I dalje, da li on zaključuje samo retrospektivno od antitipa prema tipu?
No, he's arguing as it happened here in the type, so we can expect it to happen in the antitype.
Nego on kaže kako se dogodilo u tipu, možemo očekivati isto i u antitipu.
Second word is...
Druga reč...
Tupas.
Tipos.
And I'll put with this antitupas.
I antitipos.
Here we have the relationship between the type and the antitype.
Ovde imamo odnos između tipa i antitipa.
Which means corresponding to the type.
Što znači odgovara tipu.
So we have these two things which correspond to one another.
Imamo dakle dve stvari koje odgovaraju dakle jedna drugoj. 8, 5 i 9, 24.
Again, these are words of not of contradiction, but of correspondence, of correlation.
To su reči veze, a ne protivurečnosti.
Of consistency between the two.
Konzistentnost postoji.
Third pair of words are skia.
Skia je sledeća reč.
And alethenos.
I aletenos. Aletenos, da.
Skia and aletenos, we find this in
8.2. 8.2.
In 9.24.
9.24.
And skia is 8.5.
8.5. 10.1.
The apostle describes the Old Testament sanctuary as a shadow.
Dakle, apostol objašnjava starozavetnu svetinju kao senku.
And the New Testament one as the reality.
A novozavetnu kao stvarnost.
Just to maybe try to make this visual.
Pokušajte ovo da vizualizujete, da predstavite vizualno.
Tell you a story about my little dog at home.
Ispričat ću vam priču o mom malom.
I have a 3-year-old dog whose name is Zip.
Ja imam trogodišnjeg psa, zove se Zip.
That's the nickname.
To je nadimak.
His full name is Zipora.
Celo ime Zefora.
You ever heard of Zipora?
Ste čuli za Zefora?
Moses' wife.
Mojsijeva žena.
How do you pronounce that?
Zefora.
Okay.
Sephora.
Okay.
Ali Z original.
Moses' wife was one of 7 daughters.
Mojsijeva žena je bila jedna od 7 ćerki.
And my dog was a puppy of a litter of 7.
I moj psić je bio dakle jedan od sedmorice.
And Moses' daughter was a shepherd.
A ona je bila i pastirica, Mojsijeva.
My dog is a sheep dog.
A moj pas je ovčar.
It's a border collie.
Okay.
Border collie dog.
To je jedan
black
and white. Psa.
Yeah. We got it when it was just a little puppy. We got it on Christmas Day.
Dakle, dobili smo ga na Božić.
And in Michigan around Christmas time, it's like this except there's snow on the ground. No sun, just snow and clouds and dark.
Na Božić u Michiganu otprilike ovako sa snegom samo. Dakle, nema sunca.
Sometimes we will go in Michigan for 6 weeks and never see the sun.
Nekad prođe 6 sedmica u Michiganu nema sunca.
And that's what happened this 3 winters ago. We bought our little puppy.
To se desilo, mi smo kupili tog psa.
Took it out to play in the snow, but
igrao se u snegu, ali nije video nikad sunca.
Finally, end of February, maybe the beginning of March, the sun finally came out one time.
Konačno na kraju februara, početkom marta pojavilo se sunce.
We were out playing in the snow when the sun came out.
Igrali smo se u snegu kad je izašlo sunce.
And this dazzling sunshine came down on the white snow.
To snažno sunce obasjalo sneg.
And there was this bold shadow next to the little dog,
a
little
puppy. A tu je jedna mračna senka pored psića.
She'd never seen her shadow before.
Nije nikad videla svoju senku ranije. Uplašila se.
She started chasing the shadow around.
Tražila je senku, jurila.
And then she got afraid of it and she started running from her shadow.
Počela je da beži od senke.
She couldn't escape her shadow.
Ne može se pobeći od senke.
And as I was watching that, of course I'm always thinking about the sanctuary, you know.
Ja uvek o svetinji razmišljam.
I was thinking this is a great illustration.
Dok sam gledao, ali ovo je dobra ilustracija.
For typology.
Za tipologiju.
Because when you see a shadow,
dakle, vidite senku,
you can recognize the basic contours of the reality that's there making the shadow.
Tu možete shvatiti osnovne konture realnosti.
And if you put up a sheet, sometimes when I was a little kid, we'd put up this white sheet, and then we would shine a light behind it, and then we would be there and be doing, you know.
Kad smo bili mali, stavljali smo neku zavesu, paravan, i onda smo puštali svetlo, pa onda smo gledali kakva nam je senka.
And you could see the basic movements and the basic contours of the person behind the sheet.
Iza ovog ovog paravana možete videti, dakle, osnovne konture osobe, kako izgleda osoba.
And so God has given us this Old Testament sanctuary as a shadow so that we can see the basic shape of the reality in heaven, the basic.
Tako da je starozavetna svetinja ta senka na osnovu koje možemo osnovne konture realnosti spoznati.
But of course the shadow is not the reality.
A senka nije stvarnost.
The reality is greater than the shadow.
Stvarnost je veća od senke.
But there still is a correspondence between the shadow and the reality.
Ali još uvijek postoji podudarnost između senke i stvarnosti.
And this is the point that I see the apostle making here in Hebrews.
A to je poenta koju apostol ima u Jevrejima.
And then one more word.
Još jedna reč.
Hypodigma.
Hipodigma ili hipodeigma.
Hypodigma means.
Hipodigma znači
copy.
Kopija.
Or sometimes it can mean a sketch of something.
Ili nekad može biti skica nečega.
And so God has made this earthly sanctuary as a copy, as a sketch of the heavenly.
Tako da je svetinja bila kopija ili skica, ovaj, stvarne.
A sketch is not exactly the same as
skica
the reality.
Skica nije baš ista kao stvarnost.
But it does have the basic contours.
Ali
so
ima
konture. Looks like.
I možete razumjeti kako stvarnost izgleda.
So here are a few of the terms in Hebrews that has given me further evidence that there is not a contradiction intended between.
Tu je nekoliko izraza, Hebrews to je poseban dokaz da nema protivurečnosti između.
It's continuity, not discontinuity.
To je jednostavno kontinuitet, a ne diskontinuitet, dakle prekid.
Okay. Question.
Pitanje.
Shadow.
Senka znači skija, dakle. A letinos.
The true.
To vam je istinito. A letinos.
Shadow and the true and the real, the true.
Istinito, dakle.
Yeah.
Dakle, ono što je senka i ono što je istinito.
Okay.
Text from Hypodigma.
Ah, yes, Hypodigma. 8:5 and 9:23.
8:5 i 9:23.
Thank you.
Hvala.
All right, this is the pattern that I see in the book of Hebrews.
To je model koji vidimo u Jevrejima poslanici.
But we must be faithful to all of the evidence we see there in the text.
Ali moramo biti verni svim dokazima koje vidimo u napadima.
And are the critics of
kritičari
the Adventist doctrine have said there is not continuity, there is discontinuity between these two.
Ne postoji kontinuitet, postoji diskontinuitet.
And they give some examples.
I onda daju primere.
The most prominent example is this one in Hebrews chapter 9.
Najupečatljiviji primer je u 9. glavi Jevrejima.
And these critics say the author of Hebrews did not even know about, he didn't know even the basics of the sanctuary doctrine.
Kaže autor Jevrejima, pa ovaj, dakle kritičari kažu, autor Jevrejima nije znao čak ni osnove učenja o svetinji.
He didn't even know what furniture belonged in what apartment in the sanctuary.
On nije znao ni gde koji nameštaj u svetinji stoji.
And so we find here in the first few verses of chapter 9,
tako da u prvim stihovima 9. glave,
that he puts the altar of incense, the golden altar, in the wrong room of the sanctuary.
Stavio je kadioni oltar u pogrešno odeljenje svetinje.
Maybe I better make sure. Verse 4, does it say altar of incense or does it just say the censer, which is your...
De altar, nema kod nas.
Beginning of verse 4.
We have just the censer.
Which had the golden altar of incense or which had the censer? What do you have?
Censer.
Yes, censer or altar of incense?
Nema kod nas altar, nego kadionica. just censer.
You have censer.
Okay. Golden censer.
Golden censer. Okay.
Maybe he implies altar, no?
Yes. Well, the one of our English translations also has censer here.
Ima i engleski sa kadionicom prevod.
But the the Greek word here is the Grčka. Common Greek word that is used by Philo and Josephus
Filon
for
i Josef
the altar of incense.
Filon i Josef Flavije su koristili ipak za oltar, kadioni oltar.
It's a theosterion.
Da, ali to ne mora biti. Da, da. Dakle, to je
Theosterion. If it's only the sensor,
ako je to samo kadionica,
then you have another problem.
Onda imate još jedan problem.
He's forgotten one of the main articles of furniture in the sanctuary.
Zaboravio je onda jedan od glavnih namještaja u svetinji.
He doesn't mention the altar of incense.
Ne spominje kadioni oltar.
And so I believe that it's possible to translate it either censer or altar of incense, but probably the preferred translation here would be altar of incense.
Dakle, jedan dobar prevod bi ipak bio kadioni oltar. Ali se može prevesti kao kadionica.
And this is the way most commentaries, recent commentaries have taken this text.
To je način kako većina komentara, dakle, sadašnjih tumači taj tekst.
And so why would he put the altar of incense, it says, in the Holy of Holies?
Zašto je on stavio zlatnu kadionicu ili kadioni oltar u svetinju nad svetinjama?
Notice verse 3, behind the second veil is the part of the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all.
A za drugim zavesom bijaše skinija koja se zove svetinja nad svetinjama.
Which had the, and I'm going to say the theosterion, the altar of incense.
Koji imaše theosterion, kadioni oltar.
And the ark of the covenant.
I kovčeg zaveta.
He puts, it sounds like he's putting the altar of incense into the holy place.
Kaže, kadioni oltar stavio u svetinju nad svetinjama.
Is that where the altar of incense was?
Da li je tu bio kadioni oltar?
No, it was in the holy place, right?
Bio u svetinji.
And so these skeptics have been saying,
kažu,
you know, whoever wrote this
kogoda je ovo,
didn't
napisao,
even know the basics of sanctuary typology.
Nije čak znao ni osnove svetinje.
If it's the altar of incense, he put it in the wrong apartment.
Ako je stavio kadioni oltar u pogrešno
odeljenje. If it's the censer, then he forgot one of the articles of furniture. He forgot to mention one of the four articles of furniture.
Ako je kadioni oltar, onda je u pogrešnom odeljenju. Ako je kadionica, zaboravio je kadioni oltar, jedan od važnih.
In either case, he seems like an ignoramus, a person who's ignorant of the sanctuary.
Svakom slučaju, to je neznalica jedna, koja nema pojma o svetinji.
Mixes up these basic things.
Meša osnovne stvari.
What's the solution to this?
Šta je rešenje za ovo? It speaks about consecration or dedication.
Okay, he's actually describing here the sanctuary.
U stvari on opisuje tu svetinju.
And the different parts of the sanctuary.
Različite delove svetinje.
And you're right, later on the context is inauguration. But I think there's another solution to this problem that is beside the inauguration.
Ali postoji, dalje jeste inauguracija, ali postoji rešenje koje nije u vezi s tim.
And that's when you read carefully the Greek here.
A onda treba da i grčki čitamo pažljivo.
In verses 1 and 2,
u stihovima prvom i drugom,
it describes the holy place.
Opisuje se svetinja.
Verse 2, for a tabernacle is prepared in which was the lampstand, the table, and the showbread. Do you notice the Greek preposition there in that verse?
Da li ste primetili koji je grčki predlog u...
N. What kind of preposition is this?
Kakav je to predlog?
It's a locative proposition.
Preposition.
It points to the location.
Upućuje na lokaciju.
It shows that these things were in These articles of furniture were in the holy place.
Dakle, ovaj nameštaj je bio u svetinji, lokacija.
Table of showbread and the lampstand.
Svećnjak i trpeza s postavljenim hlebovima.
No question about that. He is talking about where these articles of furniture are.
Nema dileme, on govori gde je nameštaj.
But now notice how he shifts his terminology.
Ali sad kao da menja terminologiju.
Verse 3, and behind the second veil, the part of the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all.
A za drugim zavesom bejaše skinija koja se zove svetinja nad svetinjama.
Then verse 4.
A onda četvrti stih.
Which had the theosteria.
Koja imaše, dakle, je imala ili imaše.
This is a preposition.
Ovo je predlog.
Of location.
Lokacije.
Then comes a verb.
Onda dolazi glagol.
To have.
Imati.
Here is a verb.
To je glagol.
Not of location.
Ne lokacije.
But of belonging.
Nego pripadnosti.
Of relationship.
Odnosu, dakle, o pripadnosti.
He says the Holy of Holies had the altar of incense.
Kaže, svetinja nad svetinjama je imala, imaše tu
kadionju. Belonged to the Holy of Holies.
Kadionju altar je pripadao svetinji nad svetinjama.
Doesn't necessarily say it's in there, but it belongs
to. Ne kaže na neophodno u, nego kaže pripadalo.
When you go to 1 Kings chapter 6.
Kada odete u prvu carevima 6.
As Solomon is describing or as the narrator is describing Solomon's building of the temple.
Dok Solomon opisuje izgradnju hrama. Prva carevima 6. Prva carevima 6.
22. The whole temple he overlaid with gold until he had finished all the temple.
I sav dom obloži zlatom.
Also he overlaid with gold the entire altar that was by the inner sanctuary.
Tako i sav oltar pred svetinjom, nad svetinjom, obloži zlatom.
Does yours say similar to what I read there?
Same.
Okay. What is the, first of all, what is the altar here that is being described?
Koji se oltar opisuje?
It's made out of gold.
Od zlata, način.
So which altar?
Altar of incense.
The altar of incense, yes. It's not the altar of burnt offering.
To nije žrtveni oltar, to je kadilni oltar.
And what is the inner sanctuary that is being described here?
A koja je unutrašnja svetinja koja se opisuje?
Look at verse 16.
Piše i u 16.
The end of verse 16.
Kraj 16.
He says he built a 20-cubit room.
20 lakata pregradu.
Built it as the inner sanctuary, as the most holy place.
To načini unutra za šator, za svetinju, nad svetinjama.
So the inner sanctuary is the Holy of Holies. Is that what it says?
Yes. Okay. Unutrašnji šator je dakle svetinja nad.
And this altar of incense was, how was it related to this Holy of Holies?
Kako je ovaj kadijni oltar u vezi sa svetinjom nad svetinjama?
Does your version say by?
Da li naš prevod kaže pored in 16th verse?
At the end of verse 22 now. This altar, was it in the Holy of Holies? Was it by the Holy of Holies? In front of, okay.
Kod nas kaže ispred, pred.
All right. What's the Hebrew preposition here?
Koji je tu jevrejski predlog?
It's le.
Le.
Which means belonging to.
Koji znači pripadati, pripadnost. 22.
Is that in 22nd verse or 16? End of 22.
Kraj 22.
Many of the English translations translates it as which was by.
Mnogi engleski prevodi kažu pored.
Well, that would be B.
To bi bilo B.
Le does not mean by.
Le ne znači pored.
Le does not even mean in front of.
Le ne znači ni ispred kao kod nas što piše.
Le means to or be, literally belonging to is the best translation there. Belonging to.
Le je ipak pripada.
Now it's true, it's in front of the Holy of Holies.
Tačno je da je ispred.
That's its location.
To je lokacija.
And so the translators have tried to be faithful to where the location is.
I prevodioci su brinuli o tome gde je moja lokacija.
But the Hebrew implies something deeper than that.
Ali Jevreji uključuju nešto mnogo dublje od ovoga.
It implies that even though it's located in front of the Holy of Holies.
Čak i ako je lociran ispred Svetinje nad svetinjom. Pripada Svetinje nad svetinjom.
It's as close as it can get to the most holy place.
Kaže, najbliže što može svetinji nad svetinjama.
Right there next to the veil.
Tu pored zavese.
Now, it's not in the most holy place because then the regular priest could not go there every day to tend the incense.
Nije u svetinji nad svetinjama, jer onda ne bi mogao dnevno sveštenik da služi, ne bi mogao da prinosi
kad. But it has a most holy place function.
Ali ima funkcionalno je vezan za svetinju nad svetinjama.
Because the incense rises over the second veil.
Kad prelazi od tu najdalju drugu zavesu.
And comes down and covers the ark.
Pokrivao kovčeg.
So while it is in the holy place, it has a most holy place function.
Dok je u svetinji lociran, ima funkciju svetinje nad svetinjama.
And when the apostle who wrote Hebrews,
kad je apostol pisao Jevrejima,
used these two different Greek expressions.
Koristio ova dva različita grčka izraza.
It wasn't because he was ignorant of the Old Testament sanctuary.
To nije zato što je neznalica kad je u pitanju stari zavet.
He knew very well where all the articles of furniture.
Dobro je on znao gde je koji nameštaj u svetinji.
But he also knew the theology of each one of those articles.
Ali je znao teologiju takođe svakog od nameštaja.
So he put the altar of incense theologically where it belonged, functionally where it belonged.
Teološki, dakle, funkcionalno on je stavio gde pripada.
One more text is Exodus chapter 30.
Druga Mojsijeva 30. glava.
Now before you look at what Exodus 30 says, let me ask you a question.
Pre nego što pogledamo šta kaže 30. glava 2. Mojsijeve pitanje.
In chapters 25 to 31, Moses describes God describes the various articles of furniture that they were to build.
Od 25. do 31. glave 2. Mojsijeve Mojsije objašnjava koje sve delove nameštaja treba izgraditi.
Now which one of those articles of furniture do you think God would link explicitly with the Day of Atonement?
Koji od tih delova nameštaja bi otvoreno bio povezan sa danom pomirenja?
Logically, which one would you think?
Logično. Ark of the Covenant.
Well, you would think I would think the ark.
Ja mislim kovčeg.
Because that was in the Holy of Holies, that's where they went only once a year.
Nad svetinjama jednom godišnje se ulazilo.
But it's not the ark, it's the altar of incense.
Ali nije kovčeg, nego je
Chapter 30 and verse 10.
Pogledajte 10. stih 30.
Verses 1 to 9 describe the building of this altar of incense.
Od 1 do 9, oltar kadioni, izgradnja oltara kadioni.
And then in verse 10,
onda 10. stih,
Aaron shall make atonement upon its horns once a year.
Samo očišćenje neka čini na drogovima njegovim Aaron jednom u godini.
With the blood of the sin offering of the atonement.
Krvlju od žrtve za greh u dan očišćenja.
Then the last line it says, it is most holy.
A onda poslednja rečenica, jer je to svetinja nad svetinjama.
Even though it's in the holy place, it
Čak
has a most holy function.
Ima funkciju u svetinji nad svetinjama.
On the Day of Atonement.
Na dan pomirenja.
And so you put all of this evidence together and you say, hey, the apostle wasn't stupid or ignorant of the sanctuary.
Kad sve ovo povežete, kažete, ne, apostol nije bilo neznalica kad je u pitanju svetinja.
He went deeper than the surface to show
On je išao mnogo dublje od samo površine, pokazivao je teologiju svetinje.
This isn't a contradiction.
To nije onda protivurečnost.
When you look carefully at the careful wording which he chose.
Kad pažljivo pogledate reči izabrane, izraze.
Any questions on this?
Pitanja o ovome?
Okay. There are two other places in the book of Hebrews where I would agree there is a change between the Old Testament type and the New Testament.
Postoje dva mesta u Jevrejima gde se ja slažem da je promijenjena tipologija od Starog Zaveta.
And let's just list those here in the next minute or two.
U sljedeća dva minuta samo ćemo da ih napišemo.
And then I'll give you 10 minutes to try to think about it, how we might solve this problem.
Onda ću vam dati 10 minuta da razmišljate kako da rešimo ovaj problem.
The first one has to do with the priesthood.
Prvi je vezan za sveštenstvo.
In Hebrews chapter 7.
To je sedma glava Jevrejima.
Let's look at the Old Testament priesthood.
Starozavetno sveštenstvo.
New Testament antitype.
Novozavetni antitip.
Priest.
Sveštenik.
The Old Testament priest was from what tribe?
S kog plemena bio starozavetni sveštenik?
Tribe.
Levi.
Levi. And the New Testament, the Christ, the high priest, was from what tribe?
A Hristos?
All right, Melchizedek.
Od Melchizedekova, dakle.
So there is a radical change from
radikalna promena.
To the tribe of Melchizedek.
Pleme Levio zamenjeno plemenom Melchizedekom.
This is just a priest.
To je samo sveštenik.
It's a priest king.
Ovde je sveštenik car.
King was not allowed to do the service of a priest here in the Old Testament.
Car nije smeo službu sveštenika da vrši u Starom Zavetu.
And the priest did not do the function of a king.
A sveštenik nije smeo funkciju cara da vrši. Nije vršio.
Here, the priest was sinful.
Ovde sveštenik je bio grešan.
And here the priest was sinless.
A ovde u Novom Zavetu sveštenik je bezgrešan.
Here the priest was human.
Ovde je sveštenik bio čovek.
And here the priest was not only human, but he was divine.
A ovde je božanskog porekla.
Major changes in the typology.
To su bitne promene u tipologiji.
Also, we have the sacrificial system.
Isto je i sa žrtvenim sistemom.
And I'm thinking in particular of Hebrews 8:1-6 and 10:1-14.
Jevrejima 8:1-6 i 10:1-14.
1-14. Here it's Hebrews 7.
Sveštenstvo Jevrejima 7.
And what are the shifts in the sacrificial system?
Koje su promene u žrtvenom sistemu?
How many here on the
Koliko ovamo žrtava?
Many sacrifices.
Mnoge žrtve.
How many over here?
A ovamo?
Just one sacrifice.
Jedan.
What kind of sacrifices over here?
Kakva vrsta žrtava je ovamo?
Animal sacrifice. Okay.
Životinski.
And the sacrifice over here?
A ovamo? Human.
Human sacrifice, yes, Christ.
Ljudska žrtva.
And the sacrifices over here, how often did they have to be offered?
Koliko često se moraju prinositi ove žrtve s leve strane?
Over and over and over again.
Stalno, uvek na novo.
Day by day.
Dan za danom.
Year by year.
Godinu za godinom.
Repeated sacrifice.
Ponovljene žrtve, dakle. Ponavljane žrtve.
Whereas here, it was once for all.
A ovamo je jednom za svakda. Dakle.
I freely acknowledge that we have these two radical shifts between type and antitype.
Ovo su radikalne promjene, ja to priznajem, između tipa i antitipa.
My question is,
pitanje je,
upon what basis does the apostle announce these changes?
Na kojoj osnovi on proglašava ove promjene?
Does he say, I have the right because I am an inspired apostle?
Da li on opet kaže imam pravo zato što sam nadahnut apostol?
To reinterpret the typology of the Old Testament.
Da reinterpretiram, dakle, ponovo tipologiju Starog Zaveta.
Or is there another basis?
Ili postoji druga osnova?
This is the $64,000 whatever question.
64.000 dolara ili bilo čeg drugog, to je pitanje nagrade.
Come back in 10 minutes and we will look at the answer.
Za 10 minuta ćemo vidjeti odgovor.